The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 35 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and we're coming straight from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. And we have a lot to get to regarding the Spurs' loss to the Sacramento Kings. We've got a few things with that loss. They dropped that one 115 to 112. They were down 64 to 51 at the half. Drew, what were your thoughts about the game?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit in the first half, and then in the second half we outscored them, but in the first half they outscored us by 13. We had some good performances from Lonnie and DeJounte, but at the end, DeJounte was making two clutch threes in the last 10 seconds, but we just couldn't do enough to beat the Kings last night.
Yeah, and Greg Popovich is one win away from tying the all-time wins regular season record, and two, to hold the record by himself. But he said the best thing about this team is that they don't give in. The bad side is you can't play an NBA game for 22 minutes. We played about a quarter and a half tonight, and that's disappointing. So you can hear Greg Popovich's thoughts about that, but a lot of young guys learning a lot of new things. Other guys that did well for the Spurs, obviously, you know, we had DeJounte and Lonnie had great nights for us. But other players that really did a good job for Spurs, Mr. Jakob Poeltl did well as also. And, you know, Kelton didn't have a great one. Devin Vassell had an okay night. He was 4 of 9 from three-point land. But, you know, Spurs just came up short and got a lot of work to do. Drew, any other thoughts about the game against the Kings?
Yeah, Jakob Poeltl had a good game, and he was great. But again, we didn't play long enough. We only played about a quarter and a half, like Pop said.
Okay, so now to the part of our show where we do the top two and bottom two from last night. So, Drew, who's your top two?
Yeah, my first top two, I've got DeJounte Murray. He scored 29 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds, 2 steals. He shot 12 of 22 from the field. And he scored 18 of his 29 points in the second half. He was very good last night. My second top two, I've got Lonnie Walker coming off the bench. He was insane last night. He scored 30 points, 2 assists. He shot 12 of 20 from the field, 5 of 11 from the three-point line, and he scored 22 in the first half. Great nights from those two players.
Yeah, and Lonnie had an awesome dunk on an alley-oop and just really brought the energy. But for six games in a row now, he has definitely, for those six games, been the sixth man, the best sixth man in the NBA for six-game stretch. And so it's nice to see him coming off the bench and having a lot of energy. I had the same two for my top two. I had Lonnie and DeJounte. Did you give me your bottom two yet, Drew?
No, I'll do that right now. For my first bottom two, I've got Doug McDermott. He struggled last night. He scored 4 points, 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from the three-point line. He just had an empty stat sheet all the way around. My second top two, I've got Kata Bates-Diop. He scored 0 points, shot 0 of 2 from the field in 17 minutes. He also had a pretty empty stat sheet. So those were my bottom two players for the night.
Okay, I had Doug McDermott also, 4 points, 1 of 5 shooting, and I like him a lot, but I think he's also a bench guy. I think he needs to be coming off the bench and knocking down threes for us. So Doug McDermott was number one in my bottom two. And then Keldon Johnson, 1 of 6 shooting, 0 of 3 from three-point land. Just a rough night. And I know he's had some back, you know, ailments going on. I don't know if that's affecting him, but hopefully he's going to get over that and get rested before the next one. All right. So after this game, the Spurs now, they are the seventh worst record in the NBA, which means they're going to have the seventh most lottery balls in the NBA draft. So hopefully we'll get a good pick out of that if that's where it goes. The other side of the coin is we're 2.5 games out of the play-in behind the New Orleans Pelicans, and that's with 19 games left in the season. So the picture's starting to get clearer of, hey, are we going to be that play-in team or are we going to be a draft pick, lottery pick type team? And right now it's looking like the lottery is coming close for the Spurs. And, you know, at this point, I think it would be in the best interest to get the best pick available. There's some dudes in this draft, and we talk about the draft a lot, and there's a bunch of guys that would look good in the silver and black. But, you know, if we get in the play-in, not going to argue with that either. I wouldn't mind facing the Lakers in the play-in, huh? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. They're struggling as of late, so that would be fun.
Okay, so there's a lot of directions this season can go, and we're going to be here on the spur of the moment, always covering those directions. The next segment of our show is the question of the day. Remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. This question comes from Crandall in Taylor, Texas. Crandall asks, why has Romeo Langford not played for the Spurs after the Derek Wright trade? So, audience, if you remember, in that trade, Josh Richardson and Romeo Langford came over from the Boston Celtics. Well, Richardson's been getting playing time lately, and he's been coming off the bench a little bit, getting minutes here and there. Last game, he had 6 minutes. Drew, what are your thoughts about why Romeo Langford hasn't played?
Well, first of all, I think Romeo Langford is a great young player. He's got a lot of upside on him. I think he could be a good bench guy coming off the bench for us. But I think he hasn't been playing. He's been injured a little bit. Pop's been resting him. But I think he's a good young player, but I think he's been injured a little bit.
Yeah, it says here that it was an adductor injury, which is basically on the part of your leg around your thigh area. So I know that's got to be tough on the court, moving and pivoting and all the stuff that you do throughout the course of a basketball game. So, but Thursday night was actually the first game he was cleared to play since he got traded. So that may answer your question a little bit. We'll see how this story develops in the next few games and see if he gets any minutes here, maybe some garbage time minutes, maybe here and there. But we'll see how Romeo Langford fits in with this San Antonio Spurs squad. Thanks for your question again, Crandall. We appreciate him. Guys, you can always text us or email us to get your question on the Spur of the Moment podcast. The next segment of the show is This Day in Spurs History. And I'm dialing back to one of my favorite seasons in the history of the San Antonio Spurs. That was the 1999 season. Do you know what happened at the end of the 1999 season?
Did we win the chip?
That was when the Spurs won their first NBA championship. This date was on March 3rd, 1999. The Spurs, who were 8-8 going into this game, played the Dallas Mavericks, who were 6-11. The Dallas Mavericks were led by a gentleman by the name of Dirk Nowitzki, and the Spurs were led by another few Hall of Famers. The leading scorer for that game that the Spurs won was Tim Duncan. He had 26 points, 12 rebounds. That final score of that game was 95-79. So that's the NBA back in the 90s, those low scoring, nobody getting 100 points in the games. But Tim Duncan had 26 and 12. D-Rob, the Admiral, had 20 points, 8 rebounds. That's when the Twin Towers were really rolling in 1999. You had both Duncan and Robinson, and I'm hearkening back for us to get a big body at the four, a 6'10 guy, a 6'9 guy, somebody to pair with Jakob, who's a defensive force in the paint. But that was in 99. Duncan, 26 and 12, D-Rob, 20 and 8, and Jaren Jackson chipped in with 16 points. And that was a big win for the Spurs in that season over the Mavericks. And you can tell that 8-8 record improved drastically and dramatically as they went on to win the NBA championship in 1999. Our next segment is where we preview the upcoming game. So for the next game for the Spurs are going to play the Charlotte Hornets on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. The Hornets are favored for Las Vegas odds by 3.5 points. Drew, what can you tell us about Charlotte?
Yeah, the Hornets coming into this game, they're 31-33, currently 10th in the Eastern Conference. They have a couple of great players. They have Miles Bridges, who I think was all-star snubbed. He's averaging 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. LaMelo Ball, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Terry Rozier is averaging 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists, and Kelly Oubre Jr. is averaging 16 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist per game. So the Hornets are a pretty good team, and it's going to be a good game on Saturday night.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable for 3 guys to be averaging in the 19 points per game range. That's a tough team to defend, and I think that's where the Spurs are going to be here in the not-too-distant future. Drew, who's your player to go off, and what's your prediction for the final score?
So we played the Hornets on December 15th. We actually lost that game 131-115. But Keldon Johnson scored 21 points, so I think he's going to have another good night tonight. And he's also been struggling as of late, so I think he'll bounce back. And I think he'll be my player to go off. I think he'll have a good game. And my prediction for this game is I think Greg Popovich is going to tie the record. I think the Spurs are going to win this game 113-107, and Greg Popovich will tie the record.
Okay, thanks for that, and I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong. Because my pick is I think the Spurs are going to lose by 5. I think it's going to be a tough night for them. I think the Hornets are really good, and they're a worthy competitor whenever everybody's healthy for them. So I think the Spurs are going to drop it by 5. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Drew's right. And my player to go off, I'm rolling with the hot hand, Mr. Lonnie Walker, who's been on an absolute tear in his last 6. I think he's going to be the player to go off again. I think he's really finding his niche as the 6th man for this San Antonio Spurs team. I think he's going to have a good night for us. And so hopefully I'm wrong, and the Spurs get after the Hornets on Saturday night. All right. So that brings us to the conclusion of the Spur of the Moment podcast. We appreciate your support, all the listeners and all the questions. You guys have been awesome, and we appreciate it. And we're going to be here till the very end. We got 19 games left in this season. We're going to be here for every one of them. Drew, can you take us home, please, sir?
Yes, thank you, everybody, for supporting us. And as always, go Spurs, go!